I'm joined here with Wyatt Hayes for Scott City. Of course, a great career for the Scott City Beavers, a three-year starter, and of course in the annual Shrine Bowl coming up here this year in Dodge City. And Wyatt, thanks for joining me here. First and foremost here, reflecting back on your career here, it's been a phenomenal one over 3 years, three-year starter on both sides of the ball. Reflect back on your time in Scott City.
It was just definitely a great 4 years. Freshman year was pretty fun, especially with a group of seniors, but you never want to see them go. But no, when you kind of see when you're a little freshman, you're just kind of like, oh, I'm going to, you know, you never expect to be in their shoes. And then you finally get to their shoes and you're just kind of like, oh, wow, it's the last go around, last bus ride with teammates, last football game. And thankfully, I get one more coming up, so I'm pretty blessed with that.
When you were selected as a Shrine Bowl person to be on the Shrine Bowl player, what was your first reaction?
My first reaction was I was kind of mind blown, but I don't know. Everybody was like, oh, you're going to be in it. You're going to be in it. And of course, you know, me being me, I was just like, oh, you know, it could be any of you guys, because I know there was a couple of us selected from Scott, and I was like, oh, it could be any of us, you know. I was actually at a wrestling tournament in Abilene, and I was watching the selection show, and I luckily turned it on, and one of the next persons up was me, and I was just like, oh, okay. So I was on the selection show for about 2 minutes, and then I had to go wrestle.
You were able to find out that way. I think, yeah, it was on that Saturday there in December. But you're one of a pretty good fraternity of Scott City players in that Shrine Bowl. What's it like to be able to don the light blue helmet, the SC decal, one final time?
Oh, it's definitely something I'll remember, especially I know I have a lot of people to thank, especially the Shriners, because this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for them. It's definitely going to be a memory to look back on in the next coming years when I go off to college and say, yeah, I played in that game.
Of course, Shrine Bowl is such a big deal. And of course, it's just for the kids and the big theme, of course. To have that opportunity to go see those Shrine Bowl kids and in the Shriners Hospital as well, maybe come see you guys. And what's that, I guess, what are you excited maybe about that?
To see the kids have the look of joy in their eyes when we walk in there and talk to them and mess around with them and, you know, be with the kids all day. So I think that's the most part I'm excited about.
Of course, there's some in the area here, some you've played against throughout your career that are going to be on the west side. Have you had a chance to maybe talk to them and their excitement for this Shrine Bowl?
Not really. Well, if you look at it, the west side for Shrine Bowl is kind of all over the place. So, I mean, I think it's a little bit harder for west side kids to get a touch of each other, but you know, I've talked to, of course, Jordan Shippers and kids like that, so I think we'll have a lot of fun and hopefully we win.
And you know, it's a fun game, but you also want to win. You want the bragging rights there once again. And I guess, you know, maybe talking about some of your potential teammates for the Shrine Bowl, have you talked to previous participants, particularly maybe from Scott City?
Yeah, I went to a meeting with a bunch of them, and I think Derek Bry was there. A couple others I can't remember, but they just said that I better be ready for the hospital experience, because it really just grabs you by the heart and twists you. And like looking back at it, I'm just kind of like, okay, I, you know, might want to take some tissues, because they said take some tissue. It gets real deep and dark in there. But I think hopefully, instead of making it seem like a deep and dark experience, we can make it a happy one with all the kids there.
Of course, you're going to be wrestling at Nebraska Kearney there this coming this fall, this winter here for your career. And so to put on the football pads one final time and get opportunity to go wrestle, what's probably the most exciting thing about heading up to Kearney?
The coaches and the teammates. You know, I know a couple teammates. When I went up there, I visited with a couple of them, went to lunch with the supper, went to the movies with a couple of them. So I think the big experience is just getting out there and seeing what it's like, maybe for my first year, and then the next couple years go see what I can do and maybe make some noise for them.
All right. Well, thank you for the time, and enjoy this Shrine Bowl experience here, Wyatt.
Thank you, Adam.